So we're going to do a practice now, bodhicitta practice, that was taught by Trungpa Rinpoche as the main practice that he taught us. It's a practice that many of you are familiar with. It's called Tong Len, and it's often translated as Tong means send, and Len means to take. And these are both very common Tibetan words. You know, they're not technical terms. The basic principle of Tong Len is that you are sending out goodness to another person, and you're taking their suffering. There are two different ways to practice Tong Len, and I want to just talk to you about those because they illustrate what we're doing here. One way is you can practice Tong Len from the viewpoint of your left prefrontal cortex, means your conceptual mind, your ego mind. Normally that's how we do practice, not we, but that normally that's how Tong Len is practiced, that you think your way through it, you're given the instruction, you come up with a person, you put them in front of you, and this is all basically coming from your thinking mind, your conceptual mind. And it sometimes happens actually that your heart does open, which is great. You know, and sometimes you can do the practice for months and nothing really happens very much. It's also very painful to do it. It's very difficult. And I know this because I used to teach it that way. And, you know, everybody reported, you know, this is like really hard and I really don't like it that much. It's still a very legitimate thing to do because what it's doing is trying to reorient our conceptual understanding of our relationship to other people. But there's another way to do Tong Len that is more of a Vajrayana style. The conceptual way is a little bit more Mahayana, pre-Vajrayana. And the Vajrayana style is the one I'm going to show you today, and I want to just describe it to you so you, if you've been doing Tong Len, you see the difference. The Vajrayana style of Tong Len begins from, as usual, the need to inhabit our body to do the practice. One of the things we've been talking about in this datan so far is that the left hemisphere, or the ego center, the conceptual center, the planning, the categorizing part of our brain, doesn't know how to meditate. It's a thinking center. It doesn't have the capacity for awareness, which is interesting. It has the capacity to categorize, to label, to plan, to strategize, to separate things out into past, present, and future, good and bad, painful and pleasurable. And it's purely based on taking existing memory and rearranging it, you know, in various ways, in a conceptual way. That's not meditation. So we've been talking about the fact that what we call the Buddha nature is located in us. It's located in the body. The body itself, which is processed, you know, there are three process centers in the nervous system. There's the gut, there's the heart, and there's the right hemisphere. The right hemisphere pulls together the information of the body. Basically, it doesn't do the conceptual thing at all. And the body itself already has the totality of awareness that we call the Buddha nature. The body is the Buddha, you know, and so, you know, we say that in one of our chants, and that's literally true. So what we do when we do Vajrayana Tong Len is we connect with our larger awareness. We connect with our deeper self. We connect with our unborn mind through somatic practice. And I think, you know, what we've been doing at this datan, and I understand the guys who came last night went through this, we do this threefold protocol in order to come into our Buddha nature, our body, our larger self. 10 points practice, going down into the earth, and then the thousand petal lotus. And it's from that point of view, then we can do Tonglen. And we do it in really quite a different way. I would retranslate Tong and Len in a way that is fitting for the Vajrayana style of Tonglen. Tong at that point is not sending, it's extending. And I'm going to teach you that practice. It's extending the love that is in us outward. And Len is, and from the Vajrayana point of view, is not taking, it's receiving. Receiving the being, the experience, the suffering of the other person, receiving it in a certain kind of way. Both of these are 100% somatic. It's not happening from our left brain. The left brain is slightly involved in the way that it is creating the agenda and, you know, creating a format. But we're working here with the right hemisphere. We're working here with the totality of the wisdom of the body. We're working with the this processing, these two interesting, what are called PPS in neurobiology, parallel processing systems. One is in the gut. You know, when you have a gut feeling, that is a source of knowledge. Literally, it's a source of knowledge. The information of the that the body is receiving is being processed in the gut. And then the heart is another PPS. And then all of that information gets collected, you know, we see it as a totality in our brainstem and our right hemisphere. So we are going to be doing Tonglen as a somatic practice, not as a conceptual practice. That's basically what it comes down to. In the practice of Vajrayana Tonglen, there are several stages, and I'll tell you what they are, and then we'll go through them. The first one is, and this is according to Trungpa Rinpoche's teaching, although he didn't do the somatic thing to anywhere near the extent that we do, simply because he had other things to attend to. But the first step is connecting with our larger self. And the way we're going to accomplish that is through this threefold protocol, you know, that we've been doing at the Datun. The second step is we begin to get a sense of extending love out and of receiving the darkness of the world back. That's step number two. And we'll talk about how when we do that from a somatic basis, there's no problem. You know, that darkness doesn't collect in us at all because there's nothing for it to collect on once we're somatically grounded. Step three is we're going to choose somebody, and today I'm going to ask you to pick someone that you love a very, very great deal. And then step four is we're going to extend and receive in relation to all beings in the world who suffer.